Surah Yunus, verses 54 to 60.
Ruku number 6, commencing at ayah number 54. So we have read in the previous passage that the mushrikeen challenged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to make the punishment which the Quran threatened those who rejected it with to occur swiftly and promptly. They said, if we disbelieve in this Qur'an, where is the punishment for disbelief in it? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responded to this by establishing that the actual time and place of punishment is the hereafter, even though some forms of punishment could be meted out to those who challenged him to cause the punishment to descend upon them, either in his lifetime or after his departure from this world. Similarly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala highlighted that benefit and harm for himself and for others were matters beyond the control of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also that the day of resurrection would be so awful that the wrongdoers, the evildoers, upon experiencing its horror, would feel that their life in this world or their period of barzakh had simply been an hour of the day. We continue with an elaboration of the difficulties on the day of resurrection. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ولو أن لكل نفس ظلمت ما في الأرض لفتدت به. And the intensity of the punishment would be such, or the intensity of the horror of the day of Qiyamah would be such, that if every wrongdoer, disbeliever or polytheist were to possess the earth full of wealth, he would certainly offer to ransom himself with it. But no one could ever possess such wealth, nor would it ever be accepted from them, even if they were to possess it. However, the intensity of the punishment would be such that they would willingly part with it to free themselves. وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ. And upon witnessing the punishment, they will conceal their regret and keep it secret, in order to protect themselves from greater disgrace and humiliation. They will have regret, but they will try to hide it. But ultimately it will show, and they will no longer be able to contain it within. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ. And judgment will be passed between them in total fairness. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wronged in the least. Ayah number 55, أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Most certainly, everything in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. Even these evildoers belong to Him, and He may pass judgment against them as He wishes and subject them to their promised fate for rejection as described above. Ala inna wa'da Allahi haqq. Most certainly Allah's promise is true, and so the day of judgment is sure to come. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. Yet most of them are not convinced about it. Huwa yuhyi wa yumit. He is the one who bestows life, and He is the one who causes death. And because Allah has the capacity to do so, He is easily able to resurrect all living things. Wa ilayhi turja'un. And to Him shall you all return for reckoning and accountability. Second part of this passage of today: the authenticity of the Quran has featured in the previous passage, and it has been under much discussion. The next two ayat deal with the merits of the Quran, inviting mankind to accept it and abide to it in an encouraging tone, with tarheeb, encouragement, after employing a stern and warning tone, which is tarheeb. Ayah 57. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. There has come an admonition to you from your Lord. Admonishing you, why? To deter you from vice and evil. It is an admonishment. Number two, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the Quran is وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And if you were to act upon it and refrain from vice, then it would be a cure for what is in your hearts. From the effects of perpetrating vice, the heart becomes soiled and contaminated and impure. So it is a shifa for your hearts. Wahudan, and a guidance which guides you to acts of virtue and piety. Warahmatun lilmu'minin, and a mercy and a means of attaining everlasting rewards for the people of iman as they are the ones who truly benefit from it and they conform to its teachings. So there are four descriptions about the Quran. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ Ayah 58. So after highlighting these merits of the Quran, tell them, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ Upon this grace of Allah and upon this mercy of granting them the Quran, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا They ought to really rejoice. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ It is far better than the worldly riches which they amass. Worldly benefits are few and short-lived, whilst the benefits of the Qur'an are infinite and everlasting. Next part of this passage, refutation and invalidation of shirk has also featured in the previous sections of this surah. One of the practices of the polytheist mushrikeen was to declare lawful things forbidden and forbidden things lawful. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to them, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَجَعَلْتُمْ مِنْهُ حَرَامًا وَحَلَالًا Say, tell them, have you considered the provision which Allah has sent down upon you for your benefit, from which you then have made some of it unlawful and some lawful, without any proof and evidence? So ask them, قُلْ أَاللَّهُ أَذِينَ لَكُمْ Ask them, has Allah authorized you to do so? Making halal haram and haram halal? أَمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَفْتَرُونَ Or are you inventing falsehoods against Allah? Since Allah has not authorized you to do so, it is established that these are fabrications, so they are being warned in the next ayah. Last ayah for today, وَمَا ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ What do they who invent falsehoods against Allah think in relation to the day of resurrection? Do they think that the day of judgment would never occur? Or do they feel that they are exempted from accountability to Allah for such action? Certainly not. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ Indeed, Allah is extremely bountiful to mankind, as He extends respite to them, and He does not take them to task at once. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ But most of them are ungrateful. Had they been grateful to Him, they would have repented, but they refuse to do so and persist upon their path of error. It's a brief meaning of the ruku number 6. Let us do the tilawa and recite it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن لكل نفس ظلمت ما في الأرض لافتدت به وأسروا الندامة لما رأوا العذاب وقضي بينهم بالقسط وهم لا يظلمون ألا إن لله ما في السماوات والأرض ألا إن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون هو يحيي ويميت وإليه ترجعون يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون قل أرأيتم ما أنزل الله لكم من رزق فجعلتم
منه حراما وحلالا قل الله أذن لكم أم على الله تفترون وما ظن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب يوم القيامة إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثرهم لا يشكرون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته